Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got two interviews. Unfortunately, the second hour will be a repeat from our private investigator. He's not too good at the moment, and he's had to have some tests. So he'll be back in person back in June, but we'll certainly play a repeat, which you haven't heard from a while, so let's... we'll do that between 1 and 2. But in the first hour, it's my pleasure to interview CORE, that's C-O-R-E, in Healesville. I've got Julian in from them. Welcome, Julian.
Thanks, Alan. Good to be here.
Great to have you along. Now, the first thing I've got to ask you, what does CORE stand for?
Okay. It stands for Healesville Community Renewable Energy.
So well, that doesn't sound C-O-R-E.
Well, you know, you have to massage the letters, the numbers, so it sort of works. But yeah.
All right. So how long has it been going?
So Healesville, of course, started in 2017.
Right.
And it was actually started as one of those ones that's so common, Alan, where there's one person who has a vision. And that's a person with drive and commitment and energy and skills to get something done, to do something.
Right. And who was that person?
And that person, in our case, was a fellow by the name of Jeff Barlow,
right,
a long-time Healesville resident. And Jeff, in that year, he went to a conference, and I don't remember exactly what conference it was, but it was on the subject of environment and climate change.
Yep.
And he came back home thinking, I got to do something.
Right.
This, you know, this things need to happen, and I got to do something.
Yep.
So,
was he involved, like as his job? Was he involved in something like that? Do you know, or was it just he had a passion?
No, he had a passion. No, he was nothing to do with that in his working life, but he's always been an environmentally conscious sort of a guy, and that was his background.
So then. How did that work? Like, you can have a passion, but you've got to get other people involved. Did he just...
Yes. And what he did, he got some other people interested, and he organised a town hall meeting.
That's a good way to get things started, isn't it?
A classic town hall meeting at the Memo in Healesville in about June, I think it was, 2017.
Right.
And filled the Memo. Chock-a-block, it was.
Very good.
Yeah, so there was interest. The interest was there.
Yep.
So out of that, basically people volunteered to get involved.
Yep.
And the organisation was formally set up with the usual set of rules and incorporation and all that sort of thing. And
all right, so you've got,
we went.
You've got that all set up. So what was the actual purpose of setting up CORE? I mean... Just to say that you can do something for the environment, that's a pretty broad statement. So did they have a mission statement as to what they were going to try and achieve?
Yeah, it's really about helping and supporting the Healesville community,
right,
the community level and going down to a household level,
right,
to learn about renewable energy, what can be done, what are the options,
right,
and to assist them. Assist the community in actually doing things.
I was going to say, when you say assist them, are you talking physically assist them or just, you know, come up with the ideas and give people the idea as to how they can have some sort of impact themselves?
Yeah, so it's a bit of both.
Yep.
It's certainly, the first part is certainly an educational role.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've run a lot of sessions, seminars, workshops, whatever you like, term you like to use, on various subjects and aspects of renewable energy.
Right.
Pre-COVID, they were all in-person sessions.
Yeah. And then we all had problems.
Yeah, then along comes COVID. Well, so all of a sudden we all learned how to Zoom.
Yep.
And sessions
it
like
actually
that
put us in front by probably 10 years as to what we learned. I mean, people my age probably weren't going to get involved in Zoom and that for a long while. But all of a sudden, you either had to or you missed out, didn't you? So we all had to learn how to do stuff new.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely
I'm asking
right,
the question.
So. so a lot of, we've run a lot of in-person sessions and now they're probably more Zoom In person, but still can be in person. Yep.
So I've got to take a break in a minute, but so how did you get involved yourself now?
I went along to that first meeting.
You're at the first one?
Yeah. But I was still involved at that stage with another organisation in Hillsville that you know well.
You can mention them.
Yeah, U3A Hillsville.
Yep. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Yep. And George?
Yep. George and Beck and all the other people in U3A Hillsville, which is a wonderful organisation. Yep. I'll just give them a plug too.
So you got involved, you went that night? So
I went that night, but because I was still involved with U3A, I didn't really feel I had the time to get involved. So at that stage, I didn't get involved with Hillsville Corps. But 2 years later, 2019, our hot water system at home blew up.
Right.
It was your classic solar system with two panels on the roof. With a frost protection system. Well, after 12 years, Alan, the frost protection system decided it had enough. And the panel split and that was the end of that. So we needed a new hot water system. And I knew that Hillsville Corps were running a community offer, which is like a bulk buy program, offering heat pump hot water systems, which I learnt is the way to go in the future. And so I signed up for a heat pump hot water system via Hillsville Corps. And then I thought, you know, I should be a member of this organisation. So I signed up as a member. And then I thought, well, I'm not involved with U3A Hillsville anymore. I really should get back involved in the community again. And so I thought, I should volunteer for this organisation. So I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I've been involved since 2019. Yep.
All right, we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We'll be talking to Julian. We've got a lot more to cover in between now and 1 o'clock.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, blankets with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the path you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Conversation, a little more action, please. Your Valley FM 99.1, baby.
Ivan, that was for you, the Drifters and Under the Boardwalk. I'm talking to Gillian from Course, CORE, up in Healesville, and we're talking about... one of the major reasons... Well, we wanted to find out a bit about what you do, what CORE does, but I believe you've got a webinar coming up.
We do, Alan, next Wednesday night, a week from today.
Next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, the 10th of May, at 7:30 p.m.
And how do people register for that,
Julian? Okay, so they go to our website, which is www.healesvillecore.
Oh, it's Healesville CORE, yeah.
Yeah, that's all one word, all lowercase.
Dots, full stops between
there. No dots or underscores or anything. HealesvilleCORE.org.au.
Yeah.
If they go to our website, and they should be able to find it pretty easily, but there's a heading Community Events.
Yep.
And if they click on that, it brings up the events and it brings up the relevant
So that's one. Next Wednesday night, and we'll mention it again before we go. So if you haven't got a paper and pencil, if you'd like to have one by about 5 to 1, we'll give you that again. But it's a 3 W's, HealesvilleCORE, oneword.org.au, next Wednesday, 7:30. Now, if people log on for that, let me put my tongue back in. What's the theme and what's the idea of the night on the webinar, please, Julian?
Okay, the theme is all about small steps that people individually can take without incurring huge amounts of cost to do their bit to addressing climate change. And fundamentally, everyone's got to do their bit to address climate change.
Well, it's not going to work otherwise, is it?
No. It's addressing climate change, achieving what we need to, is a monumental challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and it really needs everyone to get involved and do what they can. No bit is too small.
Yeah. So I guess let's just expand on that a little bit. What can the average... Like, if they're listening to me today or listening to you and I today... And they say, I want to do something about this. Apart from getting onto the webinar, what are the sorts of things that Mr. and Mrs. Average can do to play their part in it?
Well, firstly, a lot of people are already doing it with solar panels generating electricity on their roofs. What Australia has done there is absolutely outstanding.
Yep. But that's not enough, is it?
No.
Yep.
No. And there's a lot more than people can do around the home.
Yep.
One of the most cost-effective things is actually improving the energy efficiency of the home. In most cases, that's not hard.
Yep.
Stopping drafts through windows and doors and roof vents and exhaust vents and so on.
And there's still some of the older homes that aren't insulated too, aren't they?
Yep, insulation is another big one. Insulation, improving what's already there, adding on insulation in the walls.
Yep.
If you've got a wooden floor on stumps, then underfloor insulation, which so few homes have, makes a big difference.
Yep. And I guess the other thing too is that you need to have... heating that's efficient too, don't you? You can very easy, like in the old days of the old open fire, like 90% of the heat went up the chimney, didn't it? So I guess you, in these cold nights, nobody wants to be cold, but you need to make sure that you've got some sort of heating that's efficient, so you're getting most of the heat coming into the house, don't you?
Yeah, and essentially now and in the future, that means using reverse cycle split system air conditioners.
Yep.
They're far more efficient than any other alternative.
Yep.
Certainly far more efficient than gas, and with the way price of gas is going, Alan, it's the way to go. Reverse cycle units.
All right. So let me, and this is probably unfair to throw at you, but I'm going to throw at you because there'll be people out there. They're going to say, all right, Julian, that's great, but you want everyone to go over to reverse air conditioning and all that sort of stuff. And we want to go to electric cars.
Yep.
So the first question someone's going to say to you is, how are we going to get all this electricity?
Yes, that's a fair question. It's going to come from a whole range of sources, ranging from mega-scale projects through community scale projects, and we can maybe talk about that a little bit too.
Yeah.
Down to individual efforts, and mentioned before, all the solar panels that everyone's put on their roof. It is a huge. I think probably the biggest challenge is not so much generating renewable energy, although the cost of putting in all the solar farms and wind farms and so on is huge. It's the storing and making the energy available.
Yeah, because you need batteries, don't you? It's no good.
Yeah.
You can't just produce it and hope it, because it's not going to work every day, is it?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think batteries is a problem that will solve itself to some extent, in that I think it'll be a bit like solar panels. Solar panels became so cheap that they were a no-brainer from a cost point of view. They were financially viable, and batteries will get there sooner rather than later.
Yep.
And if most of the households in Australia that have already got solar panels on their roof, if it becomes financially justified for them to add a battery on, well, all of a sudden you've got a few million homes with batteries on.
So let's just expand that. So what you're saying, because I know that there are plans at times in the outback of certain parts of Australia to build these huge, big batteries, but you're saying one of the quicker ways and probably the most cost-effective is for every home to put a batteries on. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it'll be both. It'll be both. Those huge mega-scale batteries, absolutely, and pumped hydro, snowy 2.0, that sort of thing. Those big-scale, large-scale things, they'll be very important. But equally, I think batteries at the home scale will be important, and that's not. There's two answers there. One is permanently install batteries on the wall, storing the electricity generated by the solar panels. And the other is electric vehicles. Every electric vehicle has a battery.
Yep, that's true.
And if the system is set up right, most of those electric vehicles at night they're sitting at home.
Yep,
and there's this lovely battery. With a bit of luck, it's been on charge, it's fully charged up, and there's a potential for there to be this massive resource of electric vehicles, the batteries in electric vehicles, being made available.
I didn't think about, because certainly at the moment they can't do that, can they? You just charge them. Yep.
Yeah. But this is the sort of thing that will probably happen.
I'm not here to create trouble and put you on a spot, but it's going to take governments a long time to build some of these major infrastructures such as batteries and all that. So I guess the idea of putting a battery around your home is a lot more cost-effective. Well, not only cost-effective, it's going to be a lot quicker, isn't it, than planning a multi-billion-dollar project.
Yes. That is right,
All right, it's got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. Now, I put this next song in, which is Gordon Lightfoot and Softly. Most of you will know, I think 2 days ago, Gordon Lightfoot passed away, and I've got a feeling he was up around the 80 mark, but I'm not 100% sure. But we'll just listen to Gordon Lightfoot and Softly. Softly she comes
look at my she goes in the dawn. Softly she goes in the dawn.
Now, Julian, if we log in on to the three W's, Hillsville, course, CORE, or oneword.org.au on next Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. to listen to this webinar. Who are we going to hear from and what are they going to be talking about?
Okay, before I answer that, yep. I'd just like to make the registration process clear.
Yeah.
So they log on to the website, find the event and where it says register now. And they need to register before.
So they need to register
do
before
it now.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, over the next week, register. And the second point I'd like to make is we want to try and run it as a type of Q&A session.
Yep.
So when they register, they'll be asked for their details.
Yep.
And but they'll also be asked if there's any questions they'd like to pose.
Yep.
To the panel. On the particular topics the panel's covering. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yep.
So we'd really invite people to use the registration process
yep.
to pose questions, things about what they'd like to know about, and make sure they go right through the registration process to the last point where it says, I think it says confirm.
So don't leave it halfway
don't
through.
Don't leave it halfway.
And wonder why it doesn't work.
No, they'll get an email back confirming their registration yep. and then eventually they'll get the link to log into the webinar
Beauty.
On the night.
Yep. So what are we going to hear and who
from? What are we
going
to hear? We're yep. going to have six people on a panel.
Yep.
And they're a mixture of experts in the field.
Yep.
And people who've actually taken, made use of our programs to install things or do things.
Oh, yep.
So
yep.
they're people who've actually taken advantage of what we do.
Yep.
There's sort of three of each. We've got a couple, Meredith and Phil Smith, who installed a heat pump hot water service by one of our programs, and they'll talk about
yep.
Their experience there. I've got Ross Coulson, who has bought an electric vehicle, and he bought that on the basis of it being a bit of a sceptic, not really understanding or knowing, yep. went to an event on electric vehicles, came away deciding, yeah, no, this sounds good. Did his homework, has bought an electric vehicle, and so he'll talk about his experiences with his electric vehicle.
Yep.
Then another lady, Sue Parry, who used our home energy efficiency audit program.
So you offer that, do you?
Yeah, yeah. So yep. people can sign up for this on the website as well. If you want to get some auditors to come in and do an assessment of your home, it's an energy efficiency.
Of course.
And it's free. It's free. We've got a number of a panel of auditors, and two of them will come into your home and do an assessment and provide you with a report on where and what you can do to improve the energy efficiency of your
good.
Home.
Yep.
Sue took advantage of that program, so she's going to talk about her experiences there and yep. How the program went for her and what she did,
yep.
Etc. Then we've got the three experts, Lucinda Flynn, who is an absolute gun on home energy efficiency. Right. And if you really want to get serious, she offers a paid energy audit, which takes it to another level
yep.
above what we can do as a free volunteer-based one. And she's fabulous. I've been to a couple of webinars where she's presented, and she's really good at presenting things in layman's terms so that people can understand what it is. Not technical, but
you
know,
that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Then we've got Matthew Leeson from Leeson Solar. They're a fairly large solar installation company who do. We've worked with them.
Yep.
Use them to do some solar systems that we've put in on community buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about that later too, if you like, if we get time.
Yes,
there
we go.
We can talk about
it. Yes, there we go, yeah.
Yeah. So Matthew's from Leeson, so he's on the installation side of things, the supply, design, supply and install of
yep.
solar systems, so the nitty-gritty. of solar photovoltaic systems up on the roofs. Then finally we've got Amy Grigorovich from the council, Yarra Rangers Council, who's going to be talking about microgrids, because there's a big project going on at the moment,
right,
looking at microgrids for communities, including local communities in the Yarra Valley.
What's the name?
Microgrids.
Yeah.
So this is a fairly complicated subject, Alan.
Well, don't go too deep, because we might not understand. But just very briefly, what does it do?
Very briefly, it's about connecting the community together to make maximum use of the energy that's generated within the community, keeping it within the community, so the benefits.
So the likes of Hills will keep whatever's generated in Hills will in Hills.
Yeah. You can say that if it, take, in an ideal world, all the solar systems on people's roofs in Hillsville, if they're all connected together so that the power that they generate could be used in Hillsville and used where it's really needed, used by people who haven't got their own solar system.
That
if I'm generating excess power off my roof,
yep,
which always happens,
yep,
at times, someone else in Hillsville who, for various reasons, they're renting, and renting as rental houses, putting solar systems on them, obviously is not feasible in most cases. I can supply my excess power to someone else in Hillsville, and they can buy it cheaper.
Sounds a great idea.
They'll buy it cheaper than buying from your typical energy provider, and I can make a few bob out of it.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of other aspects of a microgrid, but fundamentally, that's the sort.
And that's council backed, so and it needs to be backed by someone like that for it to work, doesn't it?
Yes. Obviously, people like the council, AusNet, who have the poles and wires, all those sorts of people need to be involved. So,
Julian, just for the listeners, if somebody decides they want to go solar, who decides what they need in the way of solar? Like, because I mean, what you said before, like they used to put one or two up for the hot water service, and that was it. But I mean, some you see have got 20 up, others got 12.
Yeah.
Does the installer decide that, or does a group like yours go out and say, well, this is how much you'll need?
Look, the installer really does, but the community of a lot of people still need help to know that they're going to get a quality product, a good installation and good backup.
Yep.
So that's another area that we have got into, where we have located and signed up with companies that we believe provide a reputable product, a reputable service, and will back it up. With solar panels and batteries, for example, we've done that. We're not doing that anymore at the moment for two reasons. One, there's a program called Solar Savers, which is run by a group of local government areas, including Yarra Rangers Council, that have effectively done the same thing, and they've done it at a bigger scale.
Yep.
I can also mention RACV Solar. We all know RACV, they come and rescue us when we break down and so on, but they actually have a huge organisation, RACV Solar, which they're effectively a not-for-profit. And so they're doing this as a community benefit program. Obviously, they're covering their costs, but they've done the same thing, teamed up with suppliers and installers and so on to provide solar systems. Again, providing quality equipment at a fair price with good backup.
All right, look, we need to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
On somebody's front lawn, degree. I was looking at the police chief.
I'm a proud. Came on, but we were gone. I made it to the door at half the speed of light. Got to my car, I nearly died. There was a policeman sitting smiling inside.
I'm proud.
I didn't know what to say.
I'm proud.
You know crime does not pay.
I'm proud.
I knew I was done.
I'm proud.
'Cause he was wearing a gun, prowling with the boys.
Show us your license.
Yeah, well, I have a little license.
Now, don't give me any of that old.
No, I'm not.
Show us your license. I saw you in there, kid, and you were with the rest of us.
That was Old 55 and On the Prowl. Anyway, I'm talking to Julian from the Healesville CORE. But one thing I've got to ask, Julian, the councils, have they got solar on all their buildings yet, or is that something they're still working on?
Look, it's going to vary from council to council. Yarra Rangers Council are certainly very committed in this area, and I don't think they've got solar on every one of their buildings, because they've got hundreds of buildings.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but they have a program to do it. They're well down the track. They've got an electric vehicle program. They've got some electric vehicles themselves, and they're working on expanding that fleet.
Yeah. The other thing too, that it is starting to improve, I believe, but one of the big problems up to date with the electrical vehicles has been the charging stations, haven't they? There just hasn't been enough around.
No, and I can understand people who are reluctant because of the range issue and the recharging issue,
But they will. Yeah, I mean, they're going to gradually increase the recharging. There's no doubt about that.
It just has to happen.
And I think you'll get the stage where every service station will have a couple as well.
Yep. Yeah, so. That is certainly starting to happen, and apps are coming out that tell you where you can find a charging station and maps where they are all located.
The other thing that I think we need to, before we move on, is mention this audit that your group can do, because you say to a person, look, you need to cut back on your usage and you need to do this and you need to do that, they can sit there and think it's all too hard. But if someone comes out and says, well, we'll have a look, and you know, you can save power there and you can do this and that. Mm. I think that's a terrific opportunity. So there's no charge for that if your group does it?
No charge. And we certainly don't tell people that they need to do this or that. No, we'll provide advice.
Yep.
Tell them what we think they can do and what it would involve, and so I'll point them in the right direction. Yeah. And there are government programs that will help people with a lot of this stuff too.
Yep.
Yeah, there's one, again, on our website, you can find it, under community offers, whereby the government, using contractors, will come out into your home and they'll seal up doors and windows. They'll replace all your globes in your house, your light globes, with LED lights.
The trouble has been, and it's been unfortunate, because you get so many scams, people ringing up wanting wanting to get your money, that I know some people say, oh, no, I won't even touch that. But we need to mention that if it is, a lot of these are government sponsorships. They're not just people out there trying to rip you off, are they?
That's absolutely right. And that's really one of our roles is pointing people to the reputable organisations and bodies and programs that are not going to scam you.
I was not going to even suggest that they do get scammed, but the trouble is you hear so many people where they try to rip you off that as soon as people say, well, this is for free, they turn off. I mean, that opportunity is lost if on that. The scammers have really put some of this stuff back, I think. But anyway. All right, so look, we've just got to take another quick break. We're going to come back. Please get your paper and pencils ready because Julian's going to give you some contact details. And look, I said, is there a big delay on getting an audit done, Julian?
Look, I'm not sure that I can answer that too accurately. It's not a program I'm directly involved in. The best thing to do is to go onto the website and put in, again, you do everything through the website.
Yep.
You register an expression of interest.
Yep.
And then you'll get contacted and the guys...
All right, so I'm going to be your worst problem now. I'm going to be your worst problem. I'm 82 years of age. I can't work a computer. What am I going to do? How am I going to find out about... forget the webinar because you can't do the webinar if you haven't got it. But how am I going to find out? If I'm listening today and I'm an 80-year-old, don't know computers, don't want to know, how am I going to find out what you offer?
Okay, you really are putting me on the spot there, yeah.
Because that's true. There will be people like that.
Yes, I'm not sure what the answer to that is now.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and you can think about it.
Think about that, yeah.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Doubt my mind. I'm in love. And I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. But doubt my mind. I'm in love. And I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. And I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Welcome back to Community Connections. As I've said before, we've got Julian from Healesville talking about the CORE program and particularly about the webinar that's coming up next Wednesday night, the 10th of May at 7:30 p.m. Just hopefully everyone's got a pen and paper now. Julian, if you just give us that contact details again, please.
Yeah, okay. So the best way, everything happens through our website.
Yep.
And the website address is www.healesvillecore, that's all one word, healesvillecore.org.au. If you just Google Healesville Core or Healesville Community Renewable Energy, we should come up pretty near the top of the list. So, right. Yeah.
And so they need, you need to register for that webinar like as soon as possible, don't you? It's no good logging on the night hoping to get on.
No, no. You want to do it before the night for sure. Then we've got you on our list. You'll get the link. I mean, you can't go into the webinar without the link.
No, you
won't get the link unless you've already registered.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other thing is, too, that I think it's a terrific idea that Julian's been talking about is the home audit, because some of those things aren't going to cost people a lot of money, because I can hear some people there saying, yeah, I want to do my bit, but at the moment things are tough, you know, the mortgage rates are high. But I guess if they get an audit, some of those things aren't going to cost them a lot of money, are they? It's just how they can protect what they've already got in the way of keeping heat in and stuff the likes of that.
Yeah, yeah, and all this is addressing climate change. Yep. And improving your home energy efficiency is probably actually the most cheapest way that we can all do that.
And it's probably the most that the person can do themselves, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And most homes, all our homes, they leak air and they leak heat and they leak.
Well, they were built. Most of them were built at times when you never thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. And the curtains are just not, you know, the right sort of curtains can help keep all your heat energy in winter and keep the place cool in summer. And
well, I was just going to say that we've only talked about winter here, haven't we?
But
there's all, and that's because we're coming to cold, but. I mean, it's just the same with summer. If that once the heat gets in, people use air conditioners to get it out, whereas if you can keep the heat out, it's just as important as keeping the heat in winter, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, cooling, shading, sealing the house up, all those sorts of things, it all makes a difference. And it's a cheap thing to do in many cases.
Well, and I know that people will be saying at the moment, while they want to do their bit, some households are very stretched at the moment financially.
Yes, absolutely, But, as I said before, there's a government program that will come in and do it for free for you, some of it. Not every bit of it, but some of it,
So I guess the first best bit to do is to get your audit, then look at it. If you need new hot water service or a few of those things, then you can go looking for a government program but they're on your website too, aren't they?
Yeah. So we're not doing solar panels anymore, but heat pump hot water services, we have a community offer for those.
What's a heat pump hot water service? Tell us that.
Okay, so it's like a reverse cycle. It uses exactly the same technology as a reverse cycle air conditioner, and that's the same technology as your fridge. It's all the same technology. The details are a bit different.
Yep.
But basically, a reverse cycle air conditioner pumps the heat into your house in winter and pumps it out in summer.
Yep.
Well, a heat pump hot water service does the same thing, except instead of the house, it's the water tank. So it uses the reverse cycle equipment and process to pump heat into the water tank, out of the air.
Oh, right.
Sounds like magic.
It does.
But it works, so it's a bit more expensive than you just buying a conventional gas hot water service or electric one, but it's many times more efficient.
But there'd be grants for some of that, though, too, wouldn't there?
Again, yes, the Victorian government through their Vic Solar programs, and find them on their website, they provide rebates.
Even though, like you're saying, it could cost a bit more, at the other end, it might not cost as much by the time you take a rebate into it.
That's right, and you save an awful lot of money very quickly, because heating our hot water is a major expense.
Oh, absolutely, all the time. Julian, unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is just about hitting us on the door, but thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. And also, just a quick reminder, that webinar is on next Wednesday night at 7:30, but you need to log on to the 3Ws, Healesville, CORE, or oneword.org.au, and register as soon as possible.
Thanks for having me, Alan. It's been fun.
Been a pleasure. Thanks very much.